This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And this is Larry Holmes.
Height, 6 feet three.
Fist, 13 and a half inches.
Reach, 81 inches.
Forearm, 13 inches. All that information is on the Larry Holmes website. Anyone can visit it. But not everyone gets a real-life visit from a heavyweight boxing champion. Commentator Charlie Barnett did, and he remembers that moment as one when he saw two worlds collide.
In 1978, Larry Holmes beat Ken Norton for the world championship. And with his first paycheck, he bought a house right down the street from my mom and dad's. My mom called up in July and she said, "We're going to a party and some of the neighbors are putting on a party for Larry Holmes." And I stopped her at that moment. I said, "The Easton Assassin, Larry Holmes?" She said, "Yeah. How do I put this?" I was nearly horrified because I could not get out of my mind my picture of Larry Holmes in Easton, Pennsylvania. I went to high school in Easton, Pennsylvania, which was, I think, by any estimation, a tough town. And one of the guys that we all thought made it a tough town was Larry Holmes. I don't know if that's fair, but he was like a myth in our town. And I was terrified of Larry Holmes, and so my mother calls me. She tells me this. I said, "Mom, this can't be a good idea." And so she told me quickly the story. He bought the house in Easton, and the night that he bought the house, somebody threw rocks through all his windows. And I thought to myself, yes, that is the Easton, Pennsylvania I remember, you know, a place where race relations were uneasy at all moments. And her response to it was, "Well, we're going to have a party to welcome Larry Holmes to our neighborhood, just so he knows how we feel." And you're going to invite him over? I said, "Yeah, we're going to invite him and his girlfriend over, and they're going to come over. We'll, you know, we'll make food, and we'll just, it'll be nice." And I thought about this really for about 10 seconds. I said, "Well, I'm there." So I hopped in my car, and I was there that morning. And there's about 16 neighbors there, and they've all brought all their delicacies. There's a paradise salad, and there's a bundt cake, and there's cookies, and I believe they made hamburgers and hot dogs. And we're waiting around, and nobody's really talking about this. And I look out the window, and it was Larry Holmes coming, but it was Larry Holmes and about 9 other cars. And they all pull up on the street. And one of them is a actual limousine, which is just about unheard of in Easton, Pennsylvania. And all these guys start getting out of the car. And of course, we all gather around the window and we're looking outside and we're going, "Hey, who are all these people?" And they all file up to the back door and they open the little screen door with the S on it and it bangs open, and these two guys come in and they kind of stand on either side of the door, although that's not really possible because one of them has a wall right next to it, so it's really crowded. And I guess my mom said, "Well, we'd like to welcome you, you know, there's cookies in the kitchen and we have cider." And there was no response from these guys. What they did was, this guy starts to announce Larry Holmes's entourage. And in a really official voice, he proceeds to give their names and their titles. I don't remember everybody's name, but it kind of went like, you know, Brian, brother to Larry Holmes. And then they would go, Richie Giacchetti, trainer to Larry Holmes. And one by one, these guys, as they were called out, would enter the room. And we were just stunned. Everybody's standing around watching this processional come in. And I can't remember where they actually went because there was nowhere to go. They're just coming into the den. And there's, you know, pictures of their kids on the wall. And, you know, and it wasn't grand. So they came in and they just, I guess they stood around the table with the cookies. And finally, there was 25 of them. And they're all inside, and it's getting really crowded. And find the last guy is, of course, Larry Holmes. And they say, "You know, heavyweight champion of the world, Larry Holmes." And in comes the guy that I was always terrified of the whole time I lived in Easton. And it was great. He had the nicest smile on. I don't know what I was thinking. Was I thinking that he was going to come in and hit us? Well, of course he wasn't going to do that. He came in, and he really is a big guy. And I got to be right in the front because everybody there thinks that I'm somehow his friend because we went to high school at the same time and we're roughly the same age. And I don't really know Larry Holmes. I was just scared. And he shook my hand. I put my hand in his, and mine truly disappeared. He has the largest hands of anyone I have ever known. They're enormous. And when they wrap around your hand disappears and his knuckles go away, which I had never really known anybody like this, but it just became, that hand became a weapon at that point, and it was really the size of a catcher's mitt. And but it was the warmest, nicest handshake, and he said, you know, nice to meet you. And my mom ran up, and the first thing she did says, can I feel your muscle? And I thought, oh my God, Mom, don't say that. But he just smiled at her and said, sure. And so he, you know, rolled up his sleeve, and she jumps up, and she's only 5'1", so she jumps up and does a pull-up on his arm. And what happened after that was just a decided lack of conversation. You know, nobody talked about the fight, and he's the world's champion, and they had no idea what world he was from. And here he was the ruler of that world, and they were the ruler of their living room and the bundt cake and the cookies. And it's some unseen sign. I never figured out how they did this, but there was a nod or something, and they all decided it was time to go. Time for the champ to go. And so those two guys get back at the door, and they start kind of doing the opposite of a greeting, saying goodbye to everybody, you know, and they kind of say, Richie Giacchetti is leaving now, you know. And finally, the posse's all gone, and Larry was the last to go, and he walked around and shook everybody's hand. And so he walked out, and he met his guys out on the porch. And I watched them through the window, and they walked out to all their cars, and somebody opened the door for him, and he got in the back seat of the limousine so he could drive to his house, which is a block and a half away. And we turn, and everybody's really quiet, and not only did no one know how to talk with Larry Holmes, the world champion, once he was inside, nobody knew how to talk about it once he was gone. And it ended up, they kind of went over to the buffet and looked at all the food, and in the middle of all that quiet, Mrs. Melman just turns to my mom and says, do you think he liked the bundt cake?
Charlie Barnett composes music for film in Los Angeles. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.